What's good? What's good? I'm back once again. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Today, I'm going to react to a video where the Hodges twins reacted to John Fetterman in response to inflation. I've never actually reacted to Hodges twins, but I've watched a few dozen videos, and they're hilarious as hell. So, as they would say, we got a damn good show for you today. But before we do that, let's get into a word from one of our sponsors.
That lick, that slap, and it's that one, that egg bite talking
talk about this new drink.
That's like, that turn, that lick, hit. That slap,
and
it's that one,
that one.
Everybody
talk about this new drink. They like. They like, do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. Also below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, Little Rock, here we come. Plus, they got the Dizzle Brand merch, as you see. Get the t-shirts, go to dizzlebrand.com, click on the store. Oh, man. Got hiccups. So, we're going to get into it. Got a damn good show for you today. And it's the Hodges twins. Let's see what they got to say.
A new show for y'all.
Yeah.
John Fetterman. Man, dude, go home and sit down and relax. Retire. Yeah, get better. Check this dude out on CNN when they ask him about inflation. He's running for senator in
the state. What do you think
the fuck you keep talking for? And I ain't done talking. He's running for senator. He's Mehmet Oz's opponent in Pennsylvania. That's who he is. I'm pretty sure y'all aware where the asshole is anyway.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is, and should the Biden administration be doing more?
I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure is well true. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit, and now they still want to support those as well true. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been where they're able to fight the deficit.
How does tax cuts increase inflation?
Well, I can't even remember what
how does tax cuts cause inflation? Tax cuts don't cause inflation.
I can't even remember what the damn question was.
Well, go back to it. I know he was. I forgot totally. He took forever. I totally forgot what the question was.
He didn't ask. He didn't.
Well, let's see what Don Lemon said. I forgot.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is, and should the Biden administration be doing more?
All right, I ain't going through that again.
Yeah, no, let's look at it one more time.
You want to watch that shit again?
Yeah.
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure is well true. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit, and now they still want to support those as well true. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been where they're able to fight the deficit.
I mean, get a picture. I'm gonna see Don Lemon. John Fetterman is Joe Biden 2.0.
Like, did anybody understand what this cat said? He just started stuttering. I just heard tax cuts. Like, this is pathetic, man. This is pitiful. It's a shame that they even let this cat run. I know somebody was like, you know, talking about it. What's the words they use? Something about like it's not fair to the mentally health, like people got mental health issues. You know, they should be allowed to work too, but like they shouldn't be allowed to be politicians. They shouldn't be in positions of power in government, making decisions for all of us. When this cat is clearly incompetent. He's clearly incompetent. He won. Pennsylvania is going to get what they asked for. They voted this cat in. There's no way he's going to be able to finish that. There's no way he can do the job. I mean, this cat can't even speak properly. He doesn't even know how to sense. He can't even put words together properly. He can't put together a sentence together properly. He can't comprehend. I don't know if he can comprehend the definition of words or anything at this point right now. Let's see what else they got to say real quick.
You doing? Give it to John. He needs it. He asked some. I can't. Every time I listen to this dude talk, it just zaps my mind. I can't remember what the damn question was.
Yeah, let's look at the question one more time.
Man, this one was high, man.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is? And should the Biden administration be doing more?
Okay, all right, stop it before I forget again.
Yeah. He definitely didn't answer that question.
Yeah, he didn't answer either question.
It's like it's weird that these politicians don't know what causes inflation. It's very weird. Either they're idiots or they're lying to you.
Nah, either they're idiots or they're lying or they're playing dumb. They're playing dumb.
Yeah, they totally
Everybody
know.
Knows what causes inflation. Yeah. Would you think the money system is nothing but like a monopoly game? They just keep printing money.
Yeah.
They just keep putting more money to the
government spending. And a majority of the time, Democrats are the biggest purveyors of spending money.
Yeah,
it's useless like programs that
first
doesn't
stimulus
do anything.
I remember was Clinton.
Yeah, it's like they're spending money, but it's not even our money.
Yeah.
They don't even get enough. They don't even get enough tax dollars from us to spend all this money they're spending. The country is in what? Over $30 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
They just print money like it's a game on the Monopoly. And caught the damn Fetterman over here.
And y'all probably, some liberals probably, oh, this is wrong. Oh, y'all making fun of him because he stroke? No, this is what he signed up for. He had a stroke and he's still running. So he's open to criticism.
Yeah, I would tell him, you know what?
Politician.
Step out of the race.
Yeah.
Get better. You know, focus on yourself.
Yeah,
like Democrats would be telling them that.
Yeah,
but they don't. Like, no, we need you. We need you.
Yeah,
I mean, how stressful it is to be a senator. This dude went through a stroke.
Yeah, and most of that, the damage he's experiencing, a lot of it, he's not going to get back.
He may not,
but he can recover. He can get better, but we just don't know how much.
He needs the treatment.
Yeah,
Asking questions to Don Lemon is not going to help him at all.
Yeah, it leads me to believe somebody this. Ineffective in communicating and in thinking, it's just going to be a figurehead for what's going on in Washington.
Yeah,
exactly. He's not going to be running the state of Philadelphia. People's going to
the state of Philadelphia.
The state of Pennsylvania. Sorry,
caught the Fetterman too.
Caught that damn Fetterman shit. The state of Pennsylvania. He's going to be told what to do.
Yeah, he's going to be a rubber stamp for the Biden administration.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he, I don't think he's going to win. But if he wins.
Yeah. What does that say about the liberal voter?
Yeah, that's an indictment on everybody. Well, the liberal.
And you know what? Let me chime in because he won. They're exactly right. This cat is just a puppet. There's no way he could do the job. He's non-competent. I mean, and yes, it's messed up. He had a stroke. It's really messed up that these people are pushing him because they know that they're losing their grip. They're losing their grip. They're losing their edge. Because like these far left liberals are so batshit crazy. Yeah, like he shouldn't have ran. He shouldn't have ran. The fact that they voted for him and he's incompetent to do this job because of a stroke. My grandmother had like two strokes in a year and she was pretty much done afterwards. You know, she never recovered, you know. And that's the thing. One stroke can lead to another. And it's like a, it could cause like a paralysis on like one side of your body and all that. And yeah, this cat definitely shouldn't have ran. And the fact that his family didn't step in and say like, yo, man, you shouldn't run. That liberals still pushed him, Democrats still pushed him to run. It just is very pathetic and miserable and scumbaggish like. And it just goes to show you they will go at any lengths to get what they want, you know. Yeah, so I agree with the I was about to call them the Wonder Twins, the Hodges twins here, that this cat shouldn't have been running. He's definitely ain't going to be able to do the job. He's more of a puppet, kind of like Biden. But that's what the Democrats want. They want cats to get elected that – they're just a face, and they call the shots behind the scenes, you know. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.